Thanksgiving. Some of us have a chance to already start celebrating Thanksgiving this weekend. Whether we are celebrating today after this service, whether those who have already started their Thanksgiving vacations because the public schools have chosen to take extra days off this week, some people are already starting their Thanksgiving celebrations. So I have to make an apology to my mom and stepfather who are here this morning with us because I'm going to be a little bit honest at the beginning of my sermon here. Growing up in a family in which was blended, in one in which I have parents who separated and divorced, made holidays a little extra complex. And so it felt sometimes like holidays had traditions that many people would celebrate, and yet mine never seemed to be a year-to-year tradition. Maybe you could say that the inevitable question that I ask now as an adult is my tradition, the anxiety about who are we having this holiday with this year, is my tradition. But I do have to reflect back on my childhood and reflect back on what I was raised in, and one thing that kept coming out in my childhood, kept coming out through my raising, was one question around Thanksgiving. And some of you probably also have this tradition to ask this: what are you thankful for? The depth of that question as we come into our day today. What are we thankful for? And as I was thinking about that question, thinking about that knowledge, I started to reflect on our community here. Friends, I have been here 8 years, and one of the traditions now in my life is what we do today. This Thanksgiving meal has blessed me, and I am thankful for it. I am thankful for this church choosing to continue to host it. I am thankful for the deacons and all of the volunteers who tirelessly serve to help with this meal because it is an amazing expression of love. And you are all beautiful people to be involved with it. But beyond the personal, what am I thankful for? What can we be thankful for? What can we as followers of God be thankful for? What can we as Christians be thankful for? One thing that strikes me is in our Genesis passage today is that we can be so graciously thankful for God's creation. We can be thankful that we live upon the beauty of this earth, and I think as people who have experienced living in Oregon, there is a lot of beauty to God's earth and things that we can be thankful for. And friends, also too, what else can we be thankful for in our tradition? We can be thankful for the beauty of Jesus and the life that he led. And we can honestly be thankful for the cross and for the resurrection. For the sacrifice that Jesus made in that moment for all of us. To choose to want to love us no matter what, even through death, is something definitely to be thankful for. And one could say that that act, the beauty of that act, was a generous one. One that was above and beyond the reality needed or the reality of Jesus' life. Jesus didn't have to walk to the cross. But he chose to. Jesus didn't have to die on the cross, but he chose to. Jesus didn't have to be resurrected, but God chose to. The power of that generosity, to choose to be that generous with us, can we in turn share that generosity with the world? As Christians, as some people who would translate Christian to be little Christs, or as we may actually translate it as being followers or disciples of Christ, how can we emulate that generosity in our own lives? What are the beautiful things that we can share and do? And this congregation does so much and so amazingly. By the lives that each of you lead, by the places that you choose to engage, for the people that you choose to be involved with, you are sharing that generosity. Friends, generosity is infectious. Generosity also, too, has been studied beyond just a faith context. As the author Joshua Becker says, there are 9 ways that generous people see the world differently. 1, generosity allows for the recognition that the resource pie is not finite. Can we open to an infinite world that generosity calls us into? Generosity is the contentment of living with less. That is 2. 3, a generous person knows that generosity leads to greater happiness. 4, a generous person dreams big dreams for their money. An interesting statement around generosity. Can we see that giving money or giving our resources or being generous with our time, in fact, actually is dreaming big about our lives and the lives of others? 5, generosity allows one to see more resources to give than money. We have so much. Where can we? 6, a generous person fully embraces the reality that life is short. There's a pithy statement that comes to mind when I think of this particular one, which is, he who dies with the most toys still dies. And I read that as we are called in this life to leave it as we entered it, and that is with nothing. A generous person finds success in helping others succeed. Can we see the beauty of success in our community, not just in ourselves? Generosity leads to trusting others. I'm going to say that again. Generosity leads to trusting others. And I would actually say, as a community of faith, as followers of Christ, generosity leads to trusting God. That through being generous, we are called into a fuller relationship with God. And then finally, to consider the transformative power of generosity. 9, Generosity believes changing even one life is worthwhile. The power of generosity lies not in necessarily the grand numbers, but in relationship. Can we see the power of being generous in relationships that we hold, in conversations that we have, and in the faces of the people that we meet and interact with? Because there we can see God's image. It's not surprising to me that when I read these items from a secular author, that I see faith in the midst of these items. To step out into generosity is to step out into faith. So as people of faith, are we called by God to step out in faith? Are we called to share in the generous love of God with the world in so many different ways? And to believe we are. Friends, as I said in a sermon that I reread from 2015 in preparation for this sermon, I truly believe this. We, as followers of Christ, are better when we are generous. We are the best we can be when we act from generosity. So on this day, as we celebrate the gift of generosity the Native Americans had towards the new immigrants coming into their land, let us also remember the generosity that Christ gave to us through the cross and resurrection. Let it guide us into living generously and justly, to taking care of each other and our world. May God's generosity flow out from this community into all things. Amen.